My name is Chris Minchin. I am 28 years old now. I started out with my own business at the age of 23, which is CDM Lettings. We are a letting agency and property management business in Aberdeen. Grown very quickly, which is has always been a challenge to keep everything together, but it's really an interesting line of work. You never have 2 days the same. We now employ 4 people full-time, a couple part-time, and we have a large number of trades, people in and out of the office every single day. And we look over about 250 odd properties, 5 hotels, and more recently in the last 2 years I've been branching out into property development as a personal kind of sideline as well to the business.
Who was your biggest hero when you were younger?
It's a cliche one. It's definitely my parents. Both of my parents decided that they were going to leave their life in the south of England, and you know, both full-time jobs and a nice home, and sell up and buy a hotel in northeast of England, which they did. They had a 13-bedroom hotel, which they kind of turned from a big estate house into the hotel. Worked and worked. My mum had part-time jobs. My dad had part-time jobs on the side, and they ran this for 15 years. And seeing that kind of happen and the effort they had to put in, but the rewards they got out of it was definitely something. You know, I was working since I was 15 years old, ploughed into it by my parents and into actually a rival hotel in the area just to get me out of their hair and give me a bit of experience with not being the owner's son working under their feet kind of thing.
What's the best thing about being your own boss?
The pride you get from doing a good job. When you've created something in the idea that you had and you see that in reality, that is a brilliant feeling. You know, sometimes you have to pinch yourself and say, well, how did I get here? And then you look back and all the experiences you had, that is brilliant. Plus not having to go to work on Monday morning if you don't really want to. But that's those kind of things you need to kind of keep on top of, because, well, you're only making money when you're working.
Can you tell us about the first £10 you ever made?
As part of a school project, we had to get a poster of some description, and I took the yellow pages and big interest in cars at the time when I was younger, and I rang a local car dealership, and I said, oh, school project, I need to get some posters, have you got some old posters you can give me? And they, oh yeah, not a problem, we'll get some into the post. And a couple of days later, big roll turned up with about 20 posters, massive, tall as me posters. And I thought, well, I only need one of them for the school thing, that's absolutely fine. So I went round, and for 50p I was selling them to my mates. And then when I ran out of stock, I rang up another garage and said, I've got a school project and I need a couple of posters. And then a load more turned up, and 50p, you know, a big one went for £1, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And all my friends had big car posters, slightly outdated car posters, but still car posters up in their room, and I had my first £10.
What's been your biggest challenge so far with the business?
Keeping on top of the growth. I think the time that the business grew up and the kind of economic climate in Aberdeen was very prosperous, and we hit into a niche and kept up with the networking, and it brought us a lot of business. At some point, you know, we were taking on 10 properties a week, and there is a lot of work to be done. At that time, there was only 2 of us. It was late nights and very early mornings, no weekends, and just ploughing through, turning our hands from everything, from painting rooms because we couldn't find a painter in time to get there and do it before someone moved in, right the way up to going out to a Boyne to look at properties because we were desperate and so keen to take on these properties. So the challenge really was keeping the service aspect, because when you've got 10 properties, it's easy to give that kind of personal experience to the landlord, to the tenant, and keep on top of everything to do with it. When you grow, when you've got 200 properties, I now don't know everything that's happening at every single property, and that's a bit unnerving, but it's putting systems in place and that kind of growth and the speed of growth and keeping the service to the same level is something that has been the biggest challenge so far.
Who is it that keeps you going through any tough times?
That would be my wife, Kim. She's absolutely brilliant. She doesn't have an interest in property whatsoever, but she has a keen interest in how I'm doing. At the end of a day, I can go home, and if I've had a terrible day, something's not gone quite my way, or there's issues that are needing to be sorted out, it's great to have someone there who isn't within that business to speak to and just let it go and realise, well, actually, it's not that big a deal and we can deal with it tomorrow and just get on with our lives together.
What's the one thing you're most proud of?
It has to be our reputation. We have a lot of business which comes to us through word of mouth. And hearing that word of mouth, when you get a phone call coming through saying, I've heard from my friend, you look after their property, you've done a really good job, you did this, you did this, this is the person, they've said to me that you know, that's free advertisement. And realizing that what you're doing can make a difference to people, even though it's not a huge difference to their life. But when you take over a property, take a lot of the burdens from them and put everything in place that you know how to do and help them, and then they go out and promote your business for you, that's when it gets back to you, that is really something that's to be proud of.
Favorite quote or mantra that you use?
Just get it done, because there's no point in sitting waiting for tomorrow, waiting to do it to later, putting it off, because that thing then grows and grows and grows. The job may have only taken you 5 minutes, it might be an unpleasant phone call or something like that, but if you just grab it by the horns and do it, it's out the way, it's done, and you can move on to the next thing.
Where do you see your business in 5 years' time?
I would look to move into another geographical area, Edinburgh possibly, but again, I'm very happy where we are at the moment. I think tightening everything up now, putting it in place where I can set away from the business and put management in place that are competent to run everything as efficiently as I hope I do, that's where I kind of see it. So a little bit less full-time involvement with me maybe moving to a different geographical area and trying the same kind of process again.
If you could give your teenage self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Listen to your father.
If you could have one person in your business contact list, who would that be? And why?
Richard Branson. He seems to have a different aspect and way of doing things, and it's quite refreshing. I think he'd be quite a good guy to go for a pint with.